Psalm 9. To the choir master, according to Mut Laban, a psalm of David. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence, for you have maintained my just cause. You have sat on the throne, giving righteous judgment. You have rebuked the nations. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy came to an end in everlasting ruins. Their cities you rooted out. The very memory of them has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for justice, and he judges the world with righteousness. He judges the peoples with uprightness. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds, for he who avenges blood is mindful of them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Be gracious to me, O Lord. See my affliction from those who hate me, O you who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praises, that in the gates of the daughter of Zion I may rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk in the pit that they made. In the net that they hid, their own foot has been caught. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Higgaion, Selah. The wicked shall return to Sheol, all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail, let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear, O Lord, let the nations know that they are but men. Selah. David writes this psalm in the midst of international strife and tumult, not unlike our own days in the 21st century. While many believers around the world today live in relative political stability, many others, like those in Israel in David's time, do not. The news headlines each morning remind us of the unrest of the world and of the anxiety that accompanies such unrest. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for justice, and he judges the world with righteousness. Verses 7 and 8. God is never caught by surprise amid global upheaval and strife. He is never perplexed or left groping for solutions. He reigns. And one day, all that is done in this stormy world will be brought into the light and into judgment. Our part is to trust him. David does not take a posture of haughty superiority when he considers the godlessness of the nations. Rather, he remembers his own need. Be gracious to me, O Lord. David does not deserve God's help. It is a matter of God being gracious. David lifts his eyes and ours beyond the walls of this life into the unending world of the next life. The needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Indeed, it is only the needy who cry out for God's help. Our need is all we bring. As he delivers us in times of adversity and in our ultimate need, the need for saving mercy from him, which he has granted to us in Christ, we sing with David and rejoice in God's saving mercy.